Following the midterm elections in November, Congress returned to Washington in December to begin making committee selections for the upcoming year. The committee selections have been finalized, and Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share the assignments that will most likely affect the Cotton Belt.
On the House side, the House Agriculture Committee, there are three new Cotton Belt representatives that have been appointed to the committee, including Representative Ralph Abraham from Northeast Louisiana, Rick Allen from South Georgia, and David Rouser from North Carolina. On the House Ways and Means Committee, which is in charge of tax and trade issues, two new Cotton Belt representatives will be serving on that committee, and they are Jason Smith from the Boot Hill of Missouri and George Holding from North Carolina. On the Senate side, with the Agriculture Committee, two new senators from the Cotton Belt states have been added, David Perdue from Georgia and Tom Tillis from North Carolina. And then on the Appropriations Committee in the Senate, again, two new Cotton Belt senators, Bill Cassidy from Louisiana and James Lankford from Oklahoma. And then finally, on the Senate Finance Committee, again, which covers tax and trade issues, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina has been added to that committee.
Over the weekend,
the Senate ultimately passed the Omnibus Appropriations Bill, or the funding bill for the federal government, which the House had passed last week before they adjourned for the year. The bill includes funding for all of the government agencies through the end of this fiscal year, so September 30th of 2015, with the exception of the Department of Homeland Security, which is only funded through the end of February. The reason for that was to give the new Congress an opportunity to re-examine the funding for that agency in response to the administrative action taken earlier this fall relative to immigration and immigration reform.
Some of the key provisions for agriculture that were included in the bill
include language directing the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to not move forward with the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule that would have redefined jurisdictional waters. There was also full funding that met the industry's request that was included for the cotton pest account, which helps fund the boll weevil and pink boll worm eradication efforts. And then there was also language included regarding the marketing loan payment limitation issue in an effort to try to further work with USDA to adjust how the marketing loan and redemptions are handled relative to the new payment limits that were included in the 2014 Farm Bill. In addition to the omnibus bill, the House also passed a tax extenders legislation that it did include some key provisions such as Section 179 expensing and the bonus depreciation, making both of those provisions retroactive for 2014, though it is just a one-year extension that covers the 2014 year.